It's the Daily Talk Show. I'm Josh Jansen.
I'm Tommy Jacket.
And this is A Conversation Sometimes Worth Recording, episode 93.
You come in really quickly after I say
my
name.
I realise that.
So just watch it.
It was actually, you know what? I listened to it. No, it's because I get excited.
I know.
And it's almost like, maybe because I'm bored of it already. Yeah. I'm just like, we're just going to get through it.
Fuck, you're the one who was banging on about doing it at the start. So at least let me say it.
Because, yeah, I feel like it's almost a, yeah, it's not great. We're talking about the podcast again.
I know. And that was my fucking fault.
No, that's
shit.
Okay.
Hey, edging close to 100, some good feedback coming through. We thought we'd just give a few people a shout out for writing in.
Yeah, we've got a few emails. hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you are listening.
BMAC, I love you. I just get an email that says, top three words used on the podcast. Fuck,
yeah.
Podcast, and Shepparton.
He's got a point.
I wrote, fuck yeah, we love a good podcast from Shepparton.
it's true. It has been Shepparton has been a big part of the story. But we got an email from Sean. He writes, I want to wish you and Bree an enjoyable holiday. I heard you say in an earlier podcast that you would be wearing clothes like a Euro. Please don't.
pants, I imagine. Yeah,
no matter what, you're going to be spotted that you're on holiday. Stick to JJ wear, mate. You'll be right. Thumbs up.
So
I think I'm just going to wear... I don't know. Like, the funny thing is, I'm going from winter to summer. So this whole getup that I've been wearing this top like for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I know.
But it's like pretty good, isn't it? Like, it's like there's no...
Well, I mean, what's pretty good about it? It's a black top.
No, but it's great that it doesn't like smell.
Well, okay. I haven't noticed you smelling.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So can you notice anything?
No, it's okay. Perfect. The one annoying thing is the... deodorant. I use a roll-on deodorant and it's... And when I turn around my like inside out,
it's fucked.
You can see that it's gone a bit sort of crusty.
Oh, no.
But a mate of mine was saying that Mr. Pitts is really good. It's like a balm. I think it's all natural.
Why don't you use spray?
Because it asthma. I get real...
Do you?
Yeah, I hate it. And I find that... when I spray it, I'll notice after a few days, like in the bathroom, there's like a film of like... The powdery shit. It just feels carcinogenic.
What are you doing with your deodorant, bro?
It just feels a bit carcinogenic.
Are you doing it like the ad where you do it across the front, like the Lynx effect, like down across your body with your top off in front of the mirror?
Lynx is fucking gross. But no, Sean had a question for you. He asked you about whether you're going to be sharing the time lapse that you took that not long ago on the trip.
Yeah, I'll put them out. It's all client work, so I'm focusing on creating the video. This was from the Outback Queensland.
Have you started editing?
Yeah. I'm 60% in.
Really? Fuck, I haven't seen anything.
I say 60% in. Editing can sometimes be... the analogy is we're actually creating the pieces for the puzzle and now it's just putting the puzzle together.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like finding the best bits of the interview, the best footage, the right audio, blah, blah, blah. And now it's just like it can be pretty fast putting it all together.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were talking about... people who have same names as us.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I looked on my LinkedIn. You know how you can see who's viewed your profile?
Yeah.
Tom Jacket.
Looked at your profile?
Yeah. A guy named Tom Jacket yesterday looked at my profile.
Do you reckon he's listening to the show?
Oh, I don't know. No, big shout out to Tommy Boy. Tommy Jacket
must,
if he's listening.
Must be. Surely.
He'd be furious about you cutting off my name.
Yeah, it was poor form. I apologize.
No, that's all right.
I feel like we can start shifting it around so you can do the intro if you can remember the line.
Yeah.
But we yesterday were talking about search engine optimization.
Yeah, digital chubby.
Yeah, how to rank on the old Googs.
You got real hard.
Yeah, and bloody Michelle's popped in. She was saying Google is irrelevant now. I think that's slightly strong.
$1 trillion business.
Yeah, it's slightly strong from Michelle, but I get where she's going. She says, if you're trying to reach an audience through a search engine, then you've probably lost the fight. 100% agree on that, which is like the the types of people who are searching for video production company aren't necessarily the people I want to be working with, because they're essentially, it then becomes this commodity, like hiring a cleaner.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, they're doing the whole, I need 4 quotes to get this thing across the line. There
are plenty of businesses that have built their business purely out of Google.
Absolutely. I reckon, I get a lot of emails through it, but you need to have some sort of methodology of going through them to decipher
the stuff. Maybe the point around you're trying to reach an audience, maybe that's not how, I get it, that's not the way to create the audience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a bit impersonal, kind of people that would be there.
Yeah, I think it's just a secondary thing.
Yeah.
I think like you have, just like you have social media, stuff like that. And that's where I know, like that's where Google is going anyway, right? To Michelle's point, you know, it is about that word of mouth.
Mm.
And the thing is that Google, for a very long time, they tried to do it with Google Plus. Do you remember Google Plus? It's like their social media. It was going to be their Facebook competitor. It was shit. But the idea behind it was trying to add a social element to Google so that your Google Plus friends, they'll visit websites. And so that would all like play into, and someone could, you know, it's looking at your connections and all that sort of thing and helping serving you with content that is most relevant.
Well, they got YouTube as their platform.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, second largest search engine in the world is YouTube.
Yeah,
it's huge. And then so Michelle went on to say, you and Tommy have got what the majority of YouTubers / bloggers, etc., haven't, each other. You already have the magic and the spark needed to create a pairing necessary to grab an audience.
That's
which
nice.
Was like super nice. And one of the concerns that she does have for us.
Okay, here we go.
She said, I'm still sitting here pondering as to how you're going to monetize the show, or whether you ever reach the point where you formally say, fuck this, we can't make money without compromising ourselves, so we're just going to keep doing this because reaching out and connecting with people is worth doing.
Yeah. Two things here. We're talking about the podcast again, but some nice compliments coming through, so I'll bear this one out.
No, I think the fact is, I think we've made a choice already. I reckon
we're done. No.
I think we've already said, fuck it. Like, we don't need to monetize this thing.
Nah. Well, I mean, when we get people like BMAC sending through his interactions with Sandra Sully, which we spoke about on the show, it's magic.
Yeah. I don't think we even spoke. We didn't speak about BMAC yet and his Twitter interaction.
Yeah,
but that did happen. If you go back to 2012, so, you know, search BMAC on Twitter, you can see the interaction there. It's pretty hilarious. But yeah, so I mean, that's my view on it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not fast. I've got a job.
Yeah.
I make money doing something else, and we wouldn't do this if we didn't like each other.
It's like Michelle sent us some books, which I'm saving mine for my trip. And the thing that she was talking about is she makes fuck all money from it, right? She was showing like the tax returns, the money that the tax man gave back because she, you know, made so little on it. And the point is, it's like most authors don't make money off their books.
Mm.
It's the whole other thing. It's about having a book rather than that being the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always people talking at events that have written a book.
Yeah. You're not going to be rich. I don't think the aim of the game is to be rich doing a podcast. Maybe rich in connection, having fun, doing what the fuck you want.
Define what is your purpose or what you're actually wanting. And if that's money, it's probably other ways to go about it.
Well, that's what Michelle was saying. She's like, you know, what do you want in life? Money, fame, fast cars? And then she says Craig Harper was such a good listen.
We had Michelle on the podcast, if you're wondering who Michelle is.
What episode was that? 60?
Maybe. I can't remember.
I can't remember.
They've all blended.
70 maybe.
But
it was one of the milestone episodes. Yeah, but Michelle's been listening since episode 20. She found you through the O-Bike video that you made. She bought her t-shirt.
O-Bike thing just never gives up. I did an interview this week about them.
What was it about?
So when you're doing like a journalism degree, these schools have like an internal news program.
Mm-hmm.
One was called Mojo, and this was from Monash, I think.
Yeah.
And some kid came out and interviewed me about the videos I made. It's like, fuck, geez, this is... I just need to get a no bike tattoo or something.
Yeah. Man, it's good. You can use it if you can get backlinks to our website through that. That'd be amazing.
SEO.
You should have said that.
Michelle doesn't give a shit about what you just said.
Yeah, I understand.
So
that.
Yesterday I went to pick up Bodhi,
mm-hmm.
my little boy from daycare, and fuck, he's great. He's such a good kid. And
when are you going to get rid of his mullet?
Nah, I'm growing it out. We have never given him... He's 15 months old. We've never given him a haircut, and he has grown a natural mullet that is very impressive.
What is that like? What's the desire to allow that mullet to keep going?
Well, we just can't be bothered cutting it. There's no real reason. What's wrong with having a mullet?
It would just be like just a bit of a cleaner sort of corporate look. Just
no, I want to give him a real funky haircut. If we're going to give him a haircut, he'll keep the mullet, shave the sides down. Keep the top, bit of a mohawk into a mullet.
Just in case people didn't know that his parents were a bit bogan. Is that the idea?
We're cool parents, I think. They tell us that at daycare. You guys are such cool parents. Well, we don't worry as much. There are parents like, you know, Bodhi has had a few incidences with other kids and the reaction from the parents is full on.
Yeah.
And our reaction is like, oh, yes, mate, let's go.
Like what sort of thing?
A kid, you know, like hit him in the face because he was trying to take their toy. Whatever. Yeah. It's
and
rough
so the
and tumble.
Parent was freaking out.
Parents freak out.
That their child's a little aggressive fucker.
Or that they're being, you know, attacked. Like Bodhi's been bitten.
Okay.
And it was like, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It was like, as long as he's fine, as long as there's not an actual chunk taken out.
Yeah.
He's a kid going to daycare and this shit happens, and I'm sure he dishes it out.
Yeah.
But I got there yesterday and he started speaking so much, and the woman said to me, the daycare lady, she said, oh, he's definitely a left-hander. And what we've been noticing, and you don't even think about this, because, you know, what do you write with?
My right hand.
Okay, so you're right-handed. So we've been watching Bodhi, and as he sort of started developing his motor skills, he's like been grabbing things with his right hand and then his left hand, and we could start to see it slowly go towards left, and now he's like picking up pens.
Could you course correct now so that he's multi-handed, whatever the fuck that's called?
You can't course correct any kid.
No, but
leave
them be. Not course correct in the sense of so he's right-handed, but just if he naturally has that left hand, if we start him young, do you like how I've brought me into the circle? I'm happy to help develop him. But no, but if we, what is it? What's that thing called? You know, where you can do it with two hands?
Yeah, ambidextrous.
Not multi-handed. We're all sort of multi-handed, I guess. But
he throws things with his right as well, but he's got real power and oomph with his left. Yeah. And he can write. He's writing novels.
Yeah.
No, but he's drawing with pencils
with
his left hand. And the woman said, oh, he's going to be really creative.
Yeah, sure.
And I was thinking, fuck, I have heard all this stuff around, you know, left-handed people or right-handed people. There's some meanings behind it. So I did a bit of a quick search. And of course, you know, articles out the wazoo.
Mm-hmm. Can I guess that it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy? So it's the thing of like, okay, if he's left-handed, everyone's just going to think he's creative. So maybe they're more likely to put him into art class.
Maybe. Craig Harper's left-handed.
Uh-huh.
So if there's someone to model yourself off, little Bodhi.
Bit of fucking annoying that he has the whiteboard lessons, because left-handed people tend to smudge the board. Because when they're writing, you need to sort of make sort of a stronger effort to be away from it.
Well, there's a few things like cups. And there's scissors, all for left-handed people. So there is, I mean, I don't experience it.
Are you referencing Flanders from The Simpsons?
Flanders?
Is that his
Flanders.
Name?
Flanders.
No, Flanders is the Flanders. Fish and chip shop. Flanders
Ned.
Is the... Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
He had a left-handed shop. I'm excited because I don't know any Simpsons references normally, even though I've watched them all. Anyway, so what's the article
says? What being left-handed says about your personality? Number one, left-handedness and your health. So they're talking about things like lefties have a higher risk of psychosis.
Sure.
Fuck. I mean, where this comes from. Lefties make up about 10% of the general population, but researchers have found that in populations with certain mental disorders, that rate goes up.
Sure.
Okay.
Go on.
Your handedness may determine your health. So they're talking around increased risk of dyslexia and ADHD. Mm-hmm. Fucking bit depressing so for a dad over
Bodhi
here.
Is going to be a left-handed ADD with a mullet. We've really painted the picture. Go on.
Lefties hear speeches differently. People who use their left handed.
Speeches or speech?
Speeches, yeah.
What so does that
people
mean?
Who use their left hands when listening may more easily hear slowly changing sounds than those who use their right hands.
Maybe we need to get him that Lanny thing to see the see what he hears.
So what's
that? That was very topical. We never do topical.
Nah. Left handed lefties make better artists.
Mm-hmm. So based on what? What did they say?
Okay. Southpaws have been bragging. Do you know what southpaws are? So, like, you would fight. Say, if you punch with your right hand,
mm-hmm.
you as your power punch.
I'm more of a kicker.
Southpaw in boxing is the person who punches their power punch with their left hand.
Okay,
so it's like the opposite.
Southpaws.
Southpaw. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting because then if you snowboard with your right foot forward, that means you're goofy.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Goofy and natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit fucked when you say, like, you're a goofy motherfucker.
Yeah, it does have that vibe.
So, southpaws have been bragging about their creative clout for years, but it is true. But is it true? Being left-handed means you're more likely to be artistic or innovative. According to research published in the American Journal of Psychology, there is some evidence that left-handed people have the upper hand in at least one creative facet. They're better at divergent thinking, a method of idea generation that explores many possible solutions. To determine whether lefties were more likely to pursue creative careers than righties, the folks behind the Left-Handed's Club, fact is, groups, support
yeah,
groups.
This is
a pro-lefty group dedicated to left-handed research and product development.
This is why. So they just get it. I just think that they're...
They surveyed more than 2,000 left-handed, right-handed and ambidextrous participants and found that lefties tend to find advantages and be drawn to careers in the artistic, music, sports and information technology fields. Very fucking broad. But it's we take this on as... rhetoric. We believe it. Like, oh, it's creative. I'm now telling you, mate, Bodhi's gonna be fucking real creative.
Well, so this is that self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Yeah,
it's literally like, are we? And that was, you know, on a very early episode, I think, talking about feminism and stuff like that. And the point is, it's like, you know, if we tell people, hey, you can do this job, this is the thing, they might, and they end up doing it. It's like, oh, well, like, see, chicks just want to be nurses, but the reality might be that that's what they're seeing. That's what they see day to day. That's what they're fucking like, you know, when they're a kid, they're the nurse, that type of deal.
Maybe.
But, no, on this subject, I saw an article about the industries most likely where psychopaths mainly.
I saw this too.
You saw it?
Yeah.
And so the top lists, media, TV, radio.
Yeah.
CEO. It's basically like, I feel like I'm sort of very close to picking all the psychopathic thing, but fucking Jules Lund is on fire.
Why?
He's gone from radio,
yeah,
media to being like the, actually he's not a CEO, he's a founder.
No,
he's good.
A founder.
He's all good. He's all good. But CEO, lawyer, media, TV, radio, salesperson, surgeon, journalist, police officer, clergy person. Mm. So clergy, so like priests, more likely to be psychopaths. Title of the show?
Just on the left-hand thing, wrap it up. There's, I know somebody who experienced teachers at a school trying to make the kid use their right hand.
Well, that's exactly what I was just trying to... But the thing is,
No. You were saying encourage them to use both.
Yeah.
No, this was stop doing that.
Yeah, that's fact.
You use your right hand. I mean...
So, you're already getting... Isn't it funny how empathy and all these things develop where all of a sudden you're like, this is just bullshit. Like, you're already like painting this picture around like left-handed, united, like we need to support this.
Well, fucking let a kid be who they are
is
more to the point. I think you've lost your mind if you're trying to tell a kid what hand they should use.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fucked. The other thing I did pick up on as I was leaving is that I'm going to, and it's big for me, watch how I talk around Bodhi because he's starting to parrot.
Really?
Yeah. As much as I just want to...
He's replaced ums with fuck now. I think, you know, as we... Because you have.
That's what I do.
I was watching this YouTube video. Go check it out. What is it called? Tommy Jacket quit his job or something like that. It's about quitting your job.
And it was an interview with me about how I quit my job.
Yeah, and the first like 3 seconds, you're like, you know, fucking, it's like straight into it. So I think naturally, I notice like if we have guests on, maybe we swear less. I think that we'll, as we go, we'll just try and, you know, like we're not censoring ourselves, we're not filtering ourselves, but we'll just say fuck less.
Well, watching yourself back is a way to really see how you are coming across.
Yeah.
And I like to be myself, and whatever that comes out as, I'm okay with.
With a mullet.
With a mullet.
When is
Bodie's the extension of me. This kid with a mullet.
So when is Bodie? No, just close a loop on the haircut.
Yeah.
When is Bodie getting a haircut?
Episode 200.
With Sandra Sully will
give him a haircut.
Give him a haircut.
He will go mad. And I don't think
He'll go mad in the sense of getting the haircut.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine him enjoying it one bit. But I'll take him to the dude who cuts my hair, who has...
like a family thing. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Knows how to deal with mullets.
Yeah. I've got a photo of my first haircut from this woman, Gabrielle.
I feel like so you're just going to let him keep growing?
Well, there's nothing... It looks fine. Do you think it looks bad?
It's a little bit bogan, maybe.
Have you seen how cute that kid is, though?
Yeah, he's so cute. But he's so cute, like you see his face and then you're like... What the fuck is behind his head?
Mate, it's a party up the back.
It's a party,
business at the front. But he came out with George Costanza hair, meaning hair around the side of his head and bald on the top. So he was George Costanza for the first probably 9 months. And then his hair just started exploding. And it's not even that long now. That's the thing. It's like, it takes a long time.
It's all long at the back, though. Yeah. Sort of like, it's like... It's like George Costanza if he was to have a mullet.
It's so cute.
Despite the mullet,
has a mullet and he starts swearing, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's the thing. Then he becomes... But as you said, he's liked by the daycare people.
Yeah, so they love him.
He's not feral. But the talking, like what you're saying in front of your kids is interesting, isn't it?
Well, my brother's pulled me up quite a few times and Jules has pulled me up in front of his kids because they swear, but then I've never sort of understood that filter.
Yeah.
And it's very much a learning curve when you have your own kid around that because I'm like, oh, okay, I really understand what's going to happen.
Actually, I had a mate.
I don't give a shit about someone else's kid.
I had a mate who was watching our live, you and I did a live stream and you were eating with Bodie on your lap.
Oh, yes.
He's like, oh, geez, he swears a lot in front of his kids.
Oh, but
I was like, Bodie's a bit young, though. Is he
going to be young? But now it's amazing. It's literally been 3 weeks where we started. Yesterday, I picked him up. Bye bye. Bye bye. And he started saying, bye bye. Bye bye.
Cute.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. So it's very quick for them. It's amazing watching his development because he can understand what we're saying but can't talk to us. So we'll be, where's my nose? Where's daddy's nose? And he points to my nose and can you go put the bag in the room? And he sort of looks and you can see him just processing and he picks it up and he walks into his room and puts it in there. It's crazy.
Cool.
It's like when people...
Does he pick it up with his left hand or right hand? Left hand, probably.
I made him use his right. No, but they are. Amy put it quite nicely. It's like when you learn another language and never have tried 4 times, but you can understand people talking, but you can't talk to them in their language because that's another ball game of actually speaking fluent French to somebody. But hearing, you're getting a sense of what they're saying.
It would be nice to be able to. I wish I knew multiple languages.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I don't. I did buy that. Course to learn Italian.
How's that going?
It's not so good.
How long is your flight overseas?
How long is the flight?
Yeah,
or how long till we go?
How long is the flight?
I don't know. It's to Europe. So it's to London,
hours?
Melbourne. Yeah, it's 2 flights.
20 hours.
Maybe like 12 hours on the flight to Singapore or something. I don't fucking know.
If
something
you're a real
like
man,
that.
You'll be able to learn it in 18 hours.
It's going to be a disaster. Before we go... I wanted to talk about, you know, the whole gum tree thing.
We're in your house and it's the messiest I've seen. And it's not even because you've purposefully been messy. It's because you're packing up boxes because you've got the
so
much.
Yeah, it's so unlike, like, not liking the vibe.
Is Bree freaking?
Yeah. Well, I said to her, oh, what, do you want to work from home today? She said, fuck no.
Because of cause the boxes.
Boxes everywhere. I mean, it isn't... It's not a fun place to work when it's like boxes and shit like that. It feels like you're sort of in this sort of no man's land.
Transient. Yeah. It's all coming to an end.
Yeah, but we've been selling stuff. Gumtree, it's like eBay sort of thing. Oh, it's more like a directory, you know, Facebook marketplace sort of stuff for people outside of Australia that don't have Gumtree.
Yeah.
And just that experience again. You know, like on a previous episode, I talked about the guy who bought an IKEA shelf from us.
Yeah.
And then he didn't even buy it. We gave it to him for free. And then we're getting messages. He was missing a screw and then we had to organize for the screw. And I was like, hang on, how's this turned into a full-time job? I'm dealing like...
And so have you put stuff up and you're making money?
Yeah. So we've been selling a few things, sold chest of drawers. Bree's been a champion. She's been doing a lot of the selling of stuff. I tried to sell DVDs, 30-odd DVDs for $250.
Anyone?
No one's interested.
No one wants them. I had a bunch and I was going to do the same and we ended up just giving them to the salvos because they'll sell them there.
Yeah.
What about so much money on them.
Yeah. What about like Final Cut Pro and all that? I've got like the old boxes from like 2006.
Bin them.
I was thinking like it could be a cool installation where you take, because there's so many DVDs, you could like put them onto some art piece where you like cut them all up and join them all together. Or
you think you're some really rich guy who's got a lot of time on his hands. That sounds like a lot of fucking work. You can keep them for our secret big project.
Yeah. And it could make sense, but do we need that shit in our lives? I don't know. Maybe it will just clutter things up. But yeah, as Tommy mentioned, there is something big, but we probably won't announce it until I'm back. Until November or something.
Yeah.
We'll see. That was a pretty good tease. But anyway, I said... So, Bree's been stressing about the fridge. So...
I laugh because I've heard two conversations.
The fridge has just been... Like, I went into... So, Bree's work had a games night. And I heard like four conversations that she had with different people about the fridge. And I was just... It was one of those moments where I was like... Bree, no one cares about the fridge like you do and it's annoying for people.
So, I know the history of the fridge. You moved house previously. Your fridge got damaged. You got a payout. You bought a new fridge.
No, so we didn't get a payout. We got the insurance of the moving company. They got us a new fridge.
Yes.
So, we went from having a fridge that we paid $900 for.
Yes.
To they replaced it with a similar size fridge, but that fridge was worth $2,100.
Yeah, it's a ripper fridge.
Yeah. And so the thing was, though, I'm just sick of having shit in the house and store. I don't want to have to, for us to, we've got like a 2 meter by 2 meter storage unit that we're paying for.
It's tiny.
Yeah, so I don't want to have to deal with the fridge.
And so here's where it was left, and I thought it had been worked out because the conversation went a bit like this. Bree said, are we selling the fridge? You said, yes, we're selling the fridge. And then she said, well, just promise me that we'll get a good fridge like this next time we get one. Mm-hmm. And then you said, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're selling the fridge.
Well, so we're selling the fridge, but the problem is that with the price that we're wanting, we're just not getting.
What?
But the thing is, well, so...
All you need is $900.
Yeah. We're not getting 900. We put it up for 900.
Yeah.
Russ Keys, friend of the show.
He wants it?
No. So he was looking for a fridge, but he's in a smaller apartment. And so he was like, I only want to be spending like $500-$600. But the we've had interest for 700.
Take 700.
Yeah. I think this is my vibe. But Bree's like, let's just give it, we had it set at 900. She's now put it down to 800. And then we'll just play it out. But Bree said, I said, I'll mention on the podcast. And she said, haven't you mentioned it yet? like for some reason I would. But anyway, so it's a silver fridge.
So this is a promo for the fridge.
Yeah.
Here it is.
So it's a great fridge. It's got one of those lights which keeps the produce fresh.
Nice.
Don't know how that works. It knows, Bree describes it as it knows when you're sleeping, so it saves energy.
Okay.
And it's
it's double doored, opens up.
No, it's not It's huge. It's a really big fridge. It's got like a great freezer compartment at the bottom, which I like. But yeah, the reason that we're not keeping it is because fridges are fucked when you store them. Like you have to make sure that you keep them open and stuff like that. And yeah, so we're, if you're in Melbourne, you want to look, special deal, $800 for anyone from the Daily Talk show who would like, you have to work out how you're going to get it.
Use the promo code, take my fucking fridge off my fucking hands. It's a bit long,
it's a long one, but it's what we went with. Yeah. So yeah, that's the fridge. So hopefully we sort that out because we move in, what's today? Thursday. Yeah. We move on Saturday. And then it's like, we've been here, this is like, we've been here for over 3 years.
It's pretty good.
This is like the longest we've ever been at a place for. Mm. So it'd be sad to see it go, but there is something fun in that journey of like finding a new place when we come back.
Just not the moving into it.
I don't mind it, but the thing is, maybe I don't mind it because I'm not stressing about it.
Because you're not packing the boxes or unpacking them.
Well, I'm like, I just...
You're directing traffic. Is that what you do?
No, I was good. Like yesterday when we sold a chest of drawers, I said to Bray, like they rung the doorbell and I just like quickly ran into like the home office, like sort of working away so I didn't have to interact. And then like, oh, how are we going to...
You are so weird.
How,
I love it.
How are we going to get... I heard the conversation of like, oh, how are we going to get this down? And then I came out. I'm like, oh, do you guys need a hand? Hi. And then I just ended up lifting it. Which I probably, with my fucking back, I probably shouldn't have. But anyway.
We bought Bodie's crib, cot.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it, his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought it off a couple that lived near us, so maybe 5 minute drive. And I went over there to check it out. We bartered them. We, you know, gave them $150 less than what we what they put it up for. It was great. She was happy with it. And then they were like, oh, we'll help you down. So we took it down to the car. And nah, too big for the car. We'll have to take it apart.
No. See, this was the whole thing.
Okay.
I don't take shit apart. Like that's everything. And that's probably why we're not selling. Like we're a bit slower on the selling.
Yeah.
It's just like everything is prefaced with... You need to take it at, like, even if it's fucking huge, just have a big car because I can't stand trying to, putting shit together is hard enough. I don't want to have to put it apart.
Well, then there was this apprehension of them taking it apart. They're like, oh, okay, we've got a truck, we can get it. And so anyway, we got it to our house and it wouldn't fit through our front door.
Fuck, so you had to take it apart anyway.
Well, he left it with us and we were up the top of our stairs. And I was like, mate, just go, I'll work it out. The point is that they didn't want to take it apart. Because they didn't know how to take it apart and they didn't know if they could take it apart. So that was more to the point. Yeah. There was like the aversion. Oh, we nearly broke the thing to get it in. I ended up being able to take some of it apart. Now I can do it with my eyes closed because I've done it so many fucking times. But it's, we nearly ruined our marriage and, and
this,
the crib.
Well, this is, this standing desk.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. And because last time, it's 2.2 meters. It's super heavy. Last time Brie and I were carrying it, she cried. It was pretty funny though. Like this we laugh at it now because she was going, she said, my back! My back!
That's why.
And she's like, she said, sorry. She's like, I don't know what happened because it was quite stressful because we had like turned over. Yeah. It's like, so I think to get this out, we're going to have to go through the fucking balcony. Like, unless we take it apart, I feel...
Take it apart. You're not... That's fucked. You have to take this apart. All right, this is getting annoying for people, I think.
Okay. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Please send us your emails. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. The reviews do help on iTunes through the podcast app. And we are also getting more and more active on Instagram, or trying to anyway. We have our The Daily Talk Show Instagram.
Yes.
But then we also have our personal Instagrams. Tommy's is just Tommy Jacket and I'm Josh Jansen. Have a good one, everyone.
See you guys.